You're listening to SBS News.
I'm going to step off the land now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Those are the famous words of Neil Armstrong, the American astronaut who made history in 1969 by becoming the first man to ever walk on the surface of the moon. Now, decades after that famous mission, the National Aeronautics and Space Agency, known to all as NASA, wants to go back with a rocket known as Artemis 1. Deputy Associate Administrator Badri Yunus says it's a test run for later manned flights.
You should expect an attempt to launch the first flight of Artemis, taking the space launch system along with the Orion capsule in and around them, actually around the moon, and to come back to Earth to demonstrate the integrity of all of these capabilities before we send people into space.
To that end, astronauts from the European Space Agency have been training recently on the Spanish island of Lanzarote. It's geology training, as astronaut Alexander Gerst explains.
We as astronauts have to go out there and recognize rocks, work together with the scientists on Earth to see which samples we need to take. Because if you take the right rock samples, the moon will tell us, like an open history book, about our own past on Earth. For example, we can learn from the moon maybe how the atmosphere got to Earth. We don't know where the water came from. We don't know how life came to Earth.
Gerst says the moon doesn't have erosion on its surface, so its samples can be compared to those on Earth.
So we can find there rocks that are 3.8 billion years old, which is much older than anything we can find on Earth. So in this archive, if we find the right rocks and bring them home, the scientists can discover a lot of secrets that are important for our self-understanding and of our understanding of Earth.
But Gerst probably won't be among the first to go to the moon. Badri Yunus says it wants a woman, and not just any woman.
It won't be until 2025 where we are going to send the third Artemis, and the third Artemis will land astronaut on the moon. And we are going to have the first person, the first astronaut that's going to land on the moon, it's going to be a woman of color. Why we are doing that? First, to demonstrate the role of women that that they play in our society, and that they are capable to do the kind of job that in the past used to be confined to men.
All that is in the future. For now, the launch of the first Artemis rocket is the focus, but it's been plagued by repeated delays, some technical, some weather-related. Kennedy Space Center lies near the middle of a 240-mile stretch of Florida's Atlantic shore, which has been hit twice in recent months by hurricanes. Deputy Program Manager Jeremy Parsons says Artemis 1 sustained some minor damage in the latest storm, which crews have worked hard to address.
It was a bit of a letdown when we had to roll back for Hurricane Ian. What I was so impressed with is the team turned around. You know, we were kind of down that night. Then by the next day, everyone was super focused on what work we needed to do, what we needed to do to get back out at the pad. And then, you know, it was a similar story for Hurricane Nicole.
Artemis 1 is now in place for the second launch attempt this month, according to this NASA news update.
Teams at our Kennedy Space Center moved the Space Launch System rocket and Orion spacecraft to Launch Pad 39B ahead of our uncrewed Artemis 1 flight test around the moon and back. Artemis 1 is currently targeted for launch no earlier than November 16th.
University of Colorado astrophysics professor Jack Burns says the team's excitement is unique because while the first mission to the moon was motivated by politics...
During Apollo, the reason we went to the moon really didn't have much to do with science or exploration. It really was a goal set by President Kennedy to beat the Russians. So it was an audacious goal, especially set in 1961.
This one, he says, is about growing as a scientific society.
This is about putting footsteps into the solar system to be permanent explorers. So not only the moon, but asteroids, Mars, and eventually beyond. So this is a first step in what we hope will be a sustainable space program. And that word sustainable is very important. We're beyond the one small step. Now we're into the giant leap.
Deborah Grok, SBS News.